Anton Pavlovich Chekhov, The Doctor, translated by Constance Garrett. It was still in the drawing room, so still that a house fly that had flown in from outside could be distinctly heard brushing against the ceiling. Olga Ivanovna, the lady of the villa, was standing by the window, looking out at the flower beds and thinking. Dr. Tsvetkov, who was her doctor as well as an old friend, and had been sent for to treat her son Misha, was sitting in an easy chair and swinging his hat, which he held in both hands, and he too was thinking. Except them, there was not a soul in the drawing room or in the adjoining rooms. The sun had set, and the shades of evening began settling in the corners under the furniture and on the cornices. The silence was broken by Olga Ivanovna. "No misfortune more terrible can be imagined," she said, without turning from the window. "You know that life has no value for me whatever apart from the boy." "Yes, I know that," said the doctor. "No value whatever," said Olga Ivanovna, and her voice quivered. "He is everything to me. He is my joy, my happiness, my wealth. And if, as you say, I cease to be a mother, if he, dies, there will be nothing left of me but a shadow. I cannot survive it." Wringing her hands, Olga Ivanovna walked from one window to the other and went on. "When he was born, I wanted to send him away to the Foundling Hospital. You remember that, but, my God, how can that time be compared with now? Then I was vulgar, stupid, feather-headed, but now I am a mother, do you understand? I am a mother, and that's all I care to know. Between the present and the past, there is an impassable gulf." Silence followed again. The doctor shifted his seat from the chair to the sofa, and, impatiently playing with his hat, kept his eyes fixed upon Olga Ivanovna. From his face it could be seen that he wanted to speak, and was waiting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?